Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we talk about the static.
The static?
Yeah. From time to time, drama shows up in the restaurant business. Shocking. I know. In this episode, we will discuss the three main reasons why drama does show up. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
How are you doing today, my buddy?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic.
I'm doing well.
Now, we had a bit of drama at my job yesterday. I wanted to talk about it.
Things
not
make
about
you
that.
Go.
We're not going to talk about the specific...
The specific drama, but drama as a whole.
Drama as a whole, there yeah. You go. Because we in this service industry are susceptible to the drama.
I think every industry is a little susceptible to some drama.
Yes, but in our industry, it can spill a lot easier.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you might be carrying that bucket all day long at your job, but you got to make sure that a lot of it don't spill. You might tell one of your friends, but in the service industry, we let it go.
We might throw
that whole bucket in your face.
It flies sometimes.
It flies.
And even if you're not trying to let it go, let's say you're having a conversation with that person, and there's so many people within an earshot that your business flies through that restaurant even when you don't want it to.
That is true. That is true. Now, do you want me to just get into the three, or do you want to guess what I believe are the three main categories?
Sure, I guess I'll guess.
Okay. Why would one have drama in the restaurant?
Personal?
Yes.
Like, you know, with, like, we were talking about before, like, two people, maybe, you know. So is that one?
Mm-hmm.
Rumors?
Yes, but I'm gonna reshuffle
generalize?
Them. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you're on the right track.
Okay.
And give me one more.
And animosity or hate for the person.
So that's more personal or either one of the other two.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna talk about money.
Okay. Boom. I should say. I don't know why that one left me from it. I think I was delving deeper into the situation.
You know, that's the obvious one. You drove right past the obvious.
I did drive right past the obvious.
Yeah. Money, mates, and mindset.
Okay.
Okay.
I like the three M's.
Yeah, the three M's.
I dig it.
Okay. Now, the mates have to do with who's banging who.
Yes.
Who used to go out with who.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's more personal, like we're talking about.
Yes. And then the mindset are personality clashes.
Okay.
This person rubs you the wrong way, and
yeah,
that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the first one.
Money.
Let's talk about the last one.
Okay.
The last one first. My fault. Now, the drama yesterday was definitely on mindset.
Okay.
It was hosts. It's incredible to me that when you first start a job, isn't that the time when you put out your best foot forward?
Absolutely.
Where if you were going to bite your tongue, it would be in the beginning.
Some people just don't know how to bite their tongue.
That's true.
And I think, you know, are we talking about, were the people that were fighting, were they women?
Yes.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything? We have male hosts.
Okay. That's why I asked the question. It was a very...
It's a legit question.
Yeah.
And
it I find... Mm-hmm. This is just my personal... you know, from me watching from the outside, women have boundaries that they test out immediately with other women to see if they're going to vibe or to see if they're going to submit. And if you're both strong-willed women, you usually don't get along.
Guys do that also, though.
Yeah, but ours is a little bit different. We're gonna be more sheltered with our, you know, I think ours is, yes, we do the whole pissing game, but it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Now, in this situation, the new girl was a little bit older.
Okay.
The girl training her was a teenager.
Okay.
Like 17, I believe.
Normal host age, sure.
And the other one was like 22.
Okay, so they're both young now.
It helps to mention that the older one was black.
Okay.
And the young teen was white.
Okay.
Does that change anything for you?
I mean...
Notice I'm treading lightly.
It shouldn't, but let's digest.
Hey,
yes,
listen, it shouldn't,
but yeah, I understand.
But we live in a society,
and there's different sides of the tracks.
Yes, there's different sides of the tracks, the coin, and I can't even tell you that I knew what the whole deal was. And my goal was to have one of the other hosts on today.
Ah,
to spill the tea.
Oh, we're gonna get some gossip in there.
But she never really
committed. Okay,
she flaked on me.
No problem. It happens.
You know, it happens. But I find it too interesting to not explore.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, we don't have the benefit of
all the information.
Yo, the manager had to get involved.
Oh, wow.
They had to go out into the parking lot to like there across the parking lot. There's a whole other office and storage area. So all three of them were out there, and then the two had to work it out together. I'm like, is it that serious? What could possibly be?
And in their mind, it was.
So I asked the one girl, and then this is the answer that I got. On my life, I'm not going to tolerate no disrespect.
That was a black girl.
How'd you know? So you know me, I'm here for the jokes. So I just kept going up to the other girl. Let's call her for
girl X.
Girl X.
And the other one's
Let's call her Katie.
Okay. I wasn't even giving him a name. He threw the full name in.
I threw the name in there. Brittany, whatever you want. And I just kept going up to her again. On my life. If you don't seat me.
You were instigating.
Yes. You know why I was instigating? Because in a
you
way.
You put the fire under the water and let it boil a little bit, didn't you?
Yes. In a way. It
was funny.
It's funny because it
sheds light on the situation.
It shed light and it lends a little bit of levity to it because it's not that serious.
It's not that serious.
You're just greeting and seating.
Yeah.
You know, how are you getting into it with people? And disrespect, that's like, come on now.
Why so serious?
Do you have a chip on your shoulder?
Why so serious?
Exactly. Why so serious? Like, it's not that serious. It's just work.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, and if you want to work here or you want to, you know, whatever, just you can hold it together for a little bit.
So in your mind, because I don't know. Either person,
mm-hmm.
Who was at fault from what you know from the outside to the inside?
Now, here's what I know in answering that question. It's never necessarily a fault thing. When you when you have fault, you really are saying that, hey, I see it completely this way.
Okay.
I could see it both
so
ways.
So you see it both ways?
Yes.
So what, there's the blame on both ends of the coin.
I think so. What the fault really is twofold. The inability to communicate what it is that is offensive to you, mm-hmm. and an inability to speak directly and calmly to say, hey, I understand you're telling me what to do or you're teaching me or this is what I prefer. You know what I mean? Like that's the fault really there.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't there, so I can't say. And I really never listen to what other people say about a situation. And I really, one of the hosts was going to tell me, oh, this is what happened. And I said, save it for the show. I really want you to be on. Please, please come on. She's like, okay, blah, 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 blah. And that would have been gold, because then we could really, you know, decipher what was going on, how we can, you know, de-escalate the situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Instead of having
to... Because you need the third party. You need the outside vision to see, you know, because like with anything, there's one person's side of the story, there's the other person's side of the story, and then there's the truth.
And there is the truth, yes, whatever that may be. But there is then a teachable moment.
Absolutely.
Because in the end, they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And even at my age, there are teachable moments.
Absolutely.
I still step out sometimes.
You can be 100 and you have teachable moments.
True.
Life, okay?
And that's the point.
Yes.
Now, I think it was just too much time taken. You know, mm-hmm. like there was one host at the front for a half hour. While
this is going on.
While this is being hashed out. Come on now. Come on now. We're going to have to talk about this later. You guys are going to have to stand here and deal with it until the shift's over.
But they couldn't, obviously.
You read about that?
It was festering. Mm. And like you said, the lack of communication led to an explosion, which had to be dealt with immediately in their minds.
Now, when it comes to things festering, I find festering usually happens when you have no power.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no power in your relationship, you let things fester and they build up, and then the top blows off. As in, if a manager is really irritating you, and that mindset, you don't see eye to eye, you can't pop off on your manager.
Absolutely.
You know, so you let it fester. Until you see your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Not your opportunity, but your boiling point,
yes.
Your breaking point,
exactly.
So to speak. What's your breaking point with a coworker?
There shouldn't be one.
There shouldn't, exactly.
There shouldn't be one. But even at, like, so just like it's your job and my job, there's tension, okay,
yes.
That's been festering behind my bar. And,
so which category is it?
It's exactly what we're talking about right now. That's why
clashes in personality?
Oh, yes.
Lay it on me.
And... you can see it. You can cut through it with a knife because I'll be there. And they don't even work on the same shifts half the time. You know what I mean?
But okay.
Each one talks about each other or they're, you know, you could tell. And not even they talk about each other. Their other coworkers are talking about what's going on between them even while they're gone. And that builds up more of a telephone game in itself.
Yeah. I find with bartenders, that tends to happen because there is less of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and there's such a direct impact.
Yes.
If one of them doesn't stock,
mm-hmm.
if one of them doesn't really, there's pull, a pull weight.
Pull their
they
weight.
Pull.
Exactly. Yes.
They pull.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it goes from both. It goes from money to, and eventually it affects your money when you have that tension.
Yes.
So it
and
almost,
then especially if it crosses over into
the
mates.
Third, yes.
Ooh,
oh.
Powder keg, baby.
Yeah.
Somebody getting fired.
Exactly.
We can't have this. Now, so this is you're saying the genesis of this is purely personality.
Yes.
Like rubbing the wrong way.
Exactly.
Things like that. So how does that occur if they barely work together?
I think they barely work together now because of the personality clash
in
the beginning.
Oh, say get off each other's shifts and
exactly.
stuff like that. Yeah, it's a close quarters with
it
bartenders.
Is. Very
man.
Close.
You need
and you remember the other spot. You know, they're working. There's always two working together all the time.
Oh, and it's belly to belly, elbow to elbow,
yes.
bro.
It's tight.
It's tight back there, bro. You know, sometimes I go to other bars and I see how much real estate they have.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. You guys got a big luxury condo back there.
You're moving around.
You're moving around one end or other. You know, you got to see each other, talk to each other. This thing is small, yo.
No, it's tight.
Yo, tight like frog's ass.
Tight, tight.
Woo! You better get along.
Yo.
That's a...
And that's why it's so funny. You
that's
know,
a marriage in quarantine right
oh,
there.
Oh, for sure. You know, and you're waiting for the explosion to happen at all times. And that is what's so crazy. And... when we were talking about this, I was like, yo, that is a great idea because I have the same kind of thing going on at my job. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, we definitely have something to talk about.
Now, I'm not sure if you mentioned it. The two parties involved, are they women?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, girl A, I want you to assign one girl A and one girl B.
Okay.
Who's at fault?
They're just like what you're saying. It's not, neither one is directly at fault, mm-hmm. but neither one wants to take the initiative to fix the situation either.
Okay. It doesn't need fixing?
Does it need fixing? I mean, it doesn't if they don't want it to, but at the same time, you do have to work in these close quarters together. So you need to have some kind of balance.
Mm.
You know, there shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that way all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you work together. It's not that hard. And let's just say girl A sees it that way. And I even think girl B does as well, but they just don't know how to find that medium between each other.
I believe when you want, when things have to be resolved, there has to be a want to.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to be made to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And when neither the want to or the made to be there, it just keeps going and going and going until.
And it's funny because they both have the same kind of personality. They're both strong-willed, you know.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, similar personalities mm-hmm. will clash way quicker
than anything else
because the deficiencies in the other, in your own personality is reflected back to you, and
absolutely.
You don't like that.
Exactly.
And I find that that's human nature, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't necessarily hate the things that are opposite than us. We hate the things that are flaws within ourselves mm-hmm. that we see in other people.
Yeah.
So for those of you who out there who are listening, if you find something irritating about someone else, that most likely is something that has manifested in your own personality that is coming back to you. So
you did a straight psych major on me. I love it.
I had a busser go off on a manager and quit. It was a couple months ago, and I was like, what is going on? It wasn't about personality. It was about money.
Ah.
But it had been boiling. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's why I was curious to see how could this, with coworkers, you do the F you, and that's it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you scream over each other. Maybe you don't listen to each other. And mm-hmm. then there's no reason to hold that in because this other person has no consequence over you.
Yeah.
For the most part. Usually.
Absolutely.
Like, how are you going to affect me?
Mm-hmm.
Really. Now, I have not worked at many different places outside of the service industry, really.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know how conflict works.
With other places?
In like a regular job. Because,
I mean, but you do watch, well, I mean, I don't know, we really don't watch much TV, but I think you can see it like on any show that has like a, you know, with the medical shows, like, you know, your Grey's Anatomies or, you know, your whatever mm-hmm. kind of thing that shows like a specific field,
mm-hmm.
you can, they, that's what they do. They draw out that kind of drama where you can kind of see how it could happen in the workplace. I mean, I know it's TV. I'm just saying.
Okay. That's my point. You know, that's, I know it's TV. We generally need to experience things.
Yes.
You know, if we can go off of TV, then, you know. Wow. What a world would we have. Come on now, TV. See, you don't have to have the experience either.
I don't.
And if you guys are out there that want to share
your
drama experience and you don't happen to be in the restaurant business, reach out to me at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram or themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And we would really like to, I suspect that you guys kind of have to put a lid on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to kind of have to get along.
Or keep it moving.
Well, you going to quit? You're not going to quit over somebody. That's your job. That's your money.
I've seen it happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Then that job ain't nothing then. You know, if you're making money, man, I'll eat them words, boy. I will eat them words. I mean, but we as in the business, whether it's... I'm attempting to remember my time in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say that I got along. I didn't have conflict till I left the kitchen.
Okay,
I feel like there's more of a bond and brothers in arms in the kitchen, more so than out front.
Oh, I could see that.
And that could have been the time in my life.
But I've
seen
it both ways too, though. I mean, in our kitchen, your old kitchen, but my kitchen now, I know you have to remember stories of cooks fighting with other cooks, and you're in that small quarter. I mean,
now it wasn't necessarily over personality. I find that front of the house will fight more over personality.
Yeah.
Back of the house will fight more over money.
Okay.
Because there is a skill level or a familiarity level mm-hmm. with the powers that be that gets certain people more money than others mm-hmm. when they get hired.
Yeah.
And the minute somebody else finds out that they are side by side with somebody making more money than them, boy.
Fire. Woo! Fireworks.
Fireworks, bro. Fireworks. And so that is the limited amount of experience that I've had in the kitchen mm-hmm. that you know, people have fought over. Not fought, but, you know, had static over. Now, going into the
second one?
Yeah, let's
jump into the second one.
Why not? Why not? In the money aspect of it, you know, when the busser freaked out. He thought that the manager had held back money from him and things like that, called him, you know, all kinds of names. Not necessarily in the dining room, but definitely not in the back.
Oh, let me tell you, money is probably the one thing at work that'll make me jump off my temper.
Really?
Real quick.
Please do tell.
You messing with my money is an instant, it's almost instantaneous where the ghetto comes out a little bit.
You think you know a guy.
Yeah. I've had a couple of, you know, like where we work at, they mm-hmm. deal with cash. And I remember one time we had a coworker that we found out was taking money.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Lost it. Okay.
Like, was it a busser or?
No, it was another server. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
And
whether
indirect or direct, I went to my manager and said, yeah, I will clock out right now. Let me find out this person has an issue because we will have an issue. Okay. And he goes, Danny, if I find out that you had that actually happened, you can clock out and I go out there with you, kind of thing. Like, we don't do that here.
That is, listen, a server that steals is like a sex offender in jail.
Yeah.
Even the criminals don't like it.
Yeah. What are you doing? Okay?
Like, servers can be selfish. They could be greedy. But if they are thieves.
There's rules to this.
Yeah.
Okay. In this thing of ours, there are rules to this that you just don't break.
Listen. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
If you steal somebody else's money. Now, I would like to, yesterday, I gave change and I handed it to them. I didn't put it back in the book, so they left my tip on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked me to walk them to the dock so that their kids can see the boats go by. And I did. And when I came back, my money was gone. So I'm thinking, I'm inside, so I'm pooling. And I was hoping, like, please let Nick had taken this money. Because...
Let somebody else have taken the money?
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. You kind of need help. Either from the cameras or somebody else say, hey, he took that money.
Remember, you worked with us. We had a manager that would take books, okay?
He would take the change, though.
No. Just move the book.
Oh, he would move the books.
And we would be looking
for
this book.
Yes,
and that's your money.
Yes.
That's your anger. How many times did you have to pull him aside and be like,
yes,
don't touch my book?
I feel that that's different because I didn't have conflict.
No, it's not a conflict with the but at the same time, it's talking about responsibility.
Yes. We're talking about money, but we're talking about money in the sense of, that would cause conflict.
Yes.
That would cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would cause static. With him, there's a responsibility from start to finish. You have entrusted me with putting money into this business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm responsible for putting money into this business, a la, you know, talking to the guests, selling, collecting the money, let me do that. If I fail, that's a separate issue. This manager will maybe pre-bus a table and take the books and place them something someplace else, like in a station or whatever, and I will lose it because then you're not letting me do my job to the finish. Yes. Okay. I need to know where that book, oh, but it'll be on the table. Then don't bust the freaking table then, you know, or give me an opportunity to get to the table to take the payment.
Absolutely.
Okay. If it's off somewhere where I won't be looking for it or responsible for it, and if it's gone, you're going to be looking at me, I'm going to lose it. So the times in which I had static with him wasn't necessarily, it was letting him know that if you touch that book, you're responsible for it.
I'm not responsible
anymore. I'm not responsible for it anymore. Like, this is my job that you have empowered me to do. Mm-hmm. I don't take that lightly, so don't have me going all over the place trying to figure out what causes us time. You're making me more inefficient.
Absolutely.
And things like that. So I see what you're saying, but a coworker that steals,
that's
going to catch it.
That's going to catch it.
He's going to catch it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I thank God I've never had to deal with that.
It only happened the one time. Because like I said, at that place, we mm-hmm. were very, you know, people, they understand, you know, there's rules of this thing.
And there's an easy way to steal. If you're pooling, you just kind of withhold, mm-hmm. or maybe somebody gives you the extras. You got to put them extras in there. Mm-hmm. Even then they say it's for you. That's for everybody.
For everybody.
Because you have been afforded that time and luxury to be with them through everyone else's work.
Doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yes. So you split the extras, the additions.
Some people the face, some people the back. You know, that's the key.
And that's the key. It has to work that way. Not everybody's going to be in the front. Not everybody's going to be, you know, having that face time.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So when people brag about how much money they pull in on a tip share, you didn't have to do the side work. You didn't have to bust a table. You didn't have to do all this stuff. And that allows you to be that glorious server that you think you are.
You're the man in front of the camera, okay? But do you think that camera would be working if you didn't have a cameraman?
Yes.
Lighting?
Yes.
Sound?
Yes.
Props?
Yes.
All the above?
Yes.
Okay, you need those things.
You need those things. You have to have them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a marriage. Somebody
absolutely.
Somebody got to, you know, drop the kids off. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to pick them up. Somebody's got to give them breakfast. Somebody has to, you know, play with them, put them to bed.
Absolutely.
Take them here.
Take them there.
Make that money. And you would not be able to do any of that stuff as far as going to work if you had to, you know.
Do it all by yourself.
Do it all by yourself.
You need a support team.
You need a support team. Don't disrespect your support team.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, any drama on the money front?
Besides what I had said, no. But I can see where, like, where we were talking about earlier with the bar and the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a direct effect of money as well. If you can't work together or if you're having bad blood. Because think about it, when you have a bad shift. As your personal person, just there's something on your mind. Have you noticed your money declines?
Big time.
Okay. So imagine the same thing with people that don't really get along. So they're both bringing that energy. You can see the energy is miserable. Your guests aren't, they're not responding to you. So you're not making as much money with that person.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
You got that sourpuss face.
Yes, the whole time.
Mm.
And you can, and that's where we're talking about where these things can equal out to the money where it is not, where it affects you and it affects the other people around you.
True. True. It's listen, and now that the money part can manifest differently too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like we talked about with the pooling. Mm-hmm. If you're lazy,
mm-hmm.
you're messing with my money.
You're messing with my money.
I don't want you out there, smoking cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
so you need to keep that to a very bare minimum. You'll be making money off of my back.
Yeah,
I don't got time for that. I don't want it. So, yeah, that can manifest in
and we've talked about pooling in general. That's why, you know, like you said, you pool with people that you know can.
I only pool with gangsters.
Exactly.
I only pool with gangsters. Like, the people who are about getting their money. They're about robbing people, as we call it. Not literally. But, I mean, if you think about it, we just walk around picking up money.
Yeah.
We give this intangible service. Somebody else brings them the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Somebody else breaks, makes the drinks and stuff. We may do a little bit of transport here and there. And what? At the end, you give me money?
Yes.
I'll take that deal.
Absolutely.
Wow. If the person's not doing their side work, you're messing with my money.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to need this ice. I'm going to need this glassware. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Now. The fun one, fighting with about the mates.
Talk to me. How about for you? Have you ever been the butt of the fight? Like the reason why two coworkers are fighting or?
No. However.
No, really?
No.
No romantic clashes?
There has been romantic clashes, but they kept it together.
Okay.
Okay. The reason why is, listen, if you do a romantic clash with me, y'all both gonna lose.
Yeah.
Because most likely I'd have told you what it was in the beginning.
Well, because that's just...
And you try to change the rules in the middle of the game. If we're not together and we had something once upon a time, and then I have something once upon a time with somebody else, and what I had with you wasn't nothing, and then you're going to act up it like it was something,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you know.
No, no, which is your almost duty to do so.
You know, I think drama begats drama.
Absolutely. And the people that let it in are the ones that are... Have you ever noticed, because I don't have a lot of drama in my workplace, and I know you don't, but have you noticed it's the same people...
That's true.
..have the drama all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. They invite it.
They invite it.
They love
it. And they're first to tell you, I don't like drama. And you'd be like, oh, man. You are the drama.
You are the drama.
What do you mean you don't like it? Okay, yeah. You live in it.
You love
okay?
it.
It is what... It conforms you almost as a person.
Yes.
It is a part of you like that thing is a part of Venom.
Yes, you are symbiotic
yes.
with the drama.
Yeah, you're about to pass it along like in the Carnage movie that's about to come out.
I saw you at the University of Miami, a professor of drama.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You teach that master class in drama.
Talking look about, up drama in the dictionary, your face is right there.
And they're like, oh, I don't go after drama. Go after it. You are the drama.
You are it.
Yeah. I don't know, for whatever reason, whether it's my... And it's not to say that I have had times where things have been dramatic. You know,
I think, static. I think everybody has that.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable for me. Listen, I'm comfortable with tension.
Yeah.
And that those sort of things. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to drama and arguing, I find that to be a weak, you know, I feel powerless in times when I have been dramatic. You know, I feel like a kid yelling when no one's listening to me. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. So I will just not talk to you. Yeah. I will pull away. I have nothing for you. I got nothing for you.
And it's better for you. And it's better that way.
It's better that way.
Because then you, like you said, you're not that person. Because if you've watched, you'll be watching at work and you'll be like, what is going on here? Like, probably how you did yesterday. You were looking from the side, like, what is going on here?
Let's be clear. I didn't see it, but I noticed.
You noticed?
The pulling off.
Yes.
And the people on the side and the thing. And I was like, yeah.
Which, bro. Which is drama.
Anything happens in my restaurant, bro. You better hide it, because we just going to pull that scab. We're going to be pulling that Band-Aid right off. And we make fun. We will make fun of you. What you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You the one that brought this bullshit here, so you going to have us making fun of you. There's the one girl who's like, what was said when I was gone? I go, everything. You guys are ridiculous.
Get it together.
Yes.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
You lock it up. Look at you. You know, come on now. It's silliness. It's silliness. But yeah, I've never been... I suspect that it depends on how good two people are at keeping a secret. Oh. Even if there's three involved,
mm-hmm.
you need two to hold something down.
Yes.
In the case of two girls... fighting over one guy, or not fighting, this is not accurate. But in the case of two girls with the triad. How are we going to let's parse that out? What's
the love triangle?
The love triangle.
Sure,
there's no love involved.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. But it's easier that way to symbiotically see it because we've heard that word plenty of places before.
Okay, but it's a triangle. It's a lust triangle.
Lust triangle.
It's a restaurant after all.
Yes.
So, the wrong L word.
The L triangle.
Yes, the lust triangle. When it's two girls and one guy, more times I find that to be more dramatic
mm-hmm.
than the two guys and one girl.
Yeah. Well, because at the same time, if a guy, depending on the guy, if he sees it, he's not going to go approach the guy most of the time, at least not at work. You know, you might look, you know what I mean? You might let it fester.
Yo, you're going to let it stew. Yo, it's going to simmer.
Yeah, you're, because you're watching, you're bubbling, okay, but you're like,
you're seeing your turn get passing you by.
You're losing. Yep.
You're losing your turn.
Tell them your famous saying, because we're going to patent it one day. It should already be copyrighted.
I mean, it may not even be mine. But I don't know how I picked it up, but I didn't get it till I moved here. And no, it's not mine. Someone taught it to me.
Okay.
When I came to South Florida.
I tell everybody that you came up with it, and I love it.
Hey, listen. In South Florida, you don't lose your girl, you lose your turn.
Boom. And if words to live by,
if you're just at peace with that, you're going to let it go a lot faster.
If you listen to what he's saying right now, as a man, okay, and understand it, it will help you through most relationships.
It will help you through most relationships.
Because it's symbiotic and it makes sense.
Yo, just in so many ways.
And you can even get your turn back.
Do you want it back, though?
Do you want it? But I'm just saying.
She got to be fine AF for me to want that back. Once you move on, I'm okay with it. I might be, it hurts a little bit.
It always hurts a little bit.
It hurts the ego.
It does.
You know, but I don't want a bat.
No.
I'm good.
But I'm just, I'm throwing it out there for the world.
But
so
I think
what
you're thinking of is you didn't really, you didn't lose your turn. They borrowed her for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It was your turn and they might have blown on the dice. You know what I'm saying? It's your turn to roll.
It's your
but they grabbed the dice real quick.
Here's your dice back.
Like, man, give me that. Give me them dice.
You know that wasn't your dice.
You know it was your damn turn. I wasn't finished yet. That has helped me because it gives you a level of perspective.
Yes.
That you have no ownership.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a relationship, it is a coming together of two willing parties.
Absolutely.
Under the cosmos, and there is a level of attraction on her end towards you and vice versa.
Yeah.
And sometimes.
I think that's what you're saying. Like the no ownership makes all, that's where you really have to remember in relationships. Once you put in the form of this is mine.
Oh,
you've already lost that battle.
Yes.
Because that person on the other side is in the back of their mind, whether they want the ownership or not, doesn't want to be told that they're owned.
That's true.
Okay.
And it's a weak play.
Yes.
It's a weak play. I'll give you an example. This was like 2 weeks ago. I'm at Scrap City, right? And I'm not sure if I told the story on the podcast. I'm sitting at the bar and this girl approaches me. Right? And she's kind of, I'm like, okay. And I turn around and she's staring at me. And I say, hello. She says, hello. We start talking. I grab a drink. And this guy next to me, he says, hey, man, that's my girlfriend. To which I say, so? You know, I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Right? So he goes, can you move? And I said, no. I said, I'm sitting here. She can move. She walked over to me. No disrespect, no nothing, but you're not going to put me out because I'm sitting here.
Exactly.
And then she decides to be rude to you.
You, and come sit with me.
Yeah, you handle your girl.
Yeah.
You don't come over here.
Exactly.
So he was a little bit, he's seen his, somebody else rolling on his turn, blowing on his dice.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But I looked at her, I was like, hey, you know, no drama or whatever. And she really wanted an exit out of that situation. She wanted to you know, for him to roll craps.
Yes.
And lose his turn on the dice. But I'm not with that.
Yeah.
You know? You brought him. You can handle that, that crappy situation. Later on, he came over to me and apologized and things like that. And he's like, oh, you know, what do you do? I said, nothing. I don't need any friends.
Yeah.
You know? I got friends.
I got friends.
Exactly.
No new friends.
Exactly.
No new.
But it goes to say that there's no ownership in a relationship. So if a girl does that to you or a guy does that to you, they're more than welcome to roam.
Absolutely.
You ain't coming back, though.
Exactly.
You ain't coming back.
No.
I don't own you. And that's the thing, like, that because ownership breeds jealousy.
Absolutely.
It breeds you to act.
And jealousy is probably, which is one of those things that cause drama, especially in the peer-to-peer relationship, which we're talking about.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
It is jealousy.
Always.
And now, if he was jealous, he could have caught something real hard, mm-hmm. puffing up on a stranger that you don't know
what I'm doing, who I am,
exactly, yeah. what I'm capable of, what kind of day I had. You might just be walking into some bad situation, yeah. trying to puff up.
Exactly.
Thank God I'm me.
Exactly. It could have gone way worse.
Oh yeah.
Really quickly.
Oh yes. Okay. Yes. 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 And in most cases, you know your girl's a disrespectful so-and-so. That's why you're feeling that.
You already feel like you lost control, and that's the only reason why you're there. Because if you had control in the situation, we wouldn't be in this situation.
She would never have approached another dude.
Exactly.
Never. Like, come on now. In fact, you ain't got a girl at that point. Like, you really don't.
It's not even your turn.
Yeah, so back to the restaurant. There's two girls and a guy, and then the girls, I believe, are way better at that situation than guys.
Yeah.
They are. They're able to act cool under tension when it comes to that situation. And as long as that guy is like smooth and quiet about it, they're going to get along.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work. The only thing is when that other girl's intuition kicks in,
mm-hmm.
and then she's like, I know that look.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there?
And then she
has her gut feeling to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they got that, bro, run.
Yeah.
They're right. They ain't wrong.
When you're right, you're right.
Yo, when a girl's right, she ain't got to see the film. Yo, I used to get in trouble for dreams. I was like, what? I was sleeping. Oh, you did this in your dream. Oh, man.
In my dream?
In my dream, I get in trouble?
Woo!
That's rough. Now, in the opposite, and we're going to leave you on this one, when it's two guys and mm-hmm. a girl, I find that to be low variance as far as the amount of drama that comes out of it. But it generally doesn't last because one of them dudes is going to say something to somebody. Somebody is going to say something to somebody else. And then somebody else.
Yes. Snowball effect.
And then both of them lose their turn.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what
happened. Now look at you. And there's a certain sense of sabotage that some guys would do. They will block. C-block, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's ugly.
It gets ugly. It gets ugly on both parties. And when you're at that point we're talking about right there.
Yes.
Okay, whether it's a girl or a guy, I mean...
That's true.
Two or the other way around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're at the point of the block and you can see the full stiff arm, you know what's going on, okay? And that is where the true drama lies. Yes.
You might not even get one more turn in.
You're most likely locked out unless you snuck it in right after that shift.
Yo, okay, right after that shift. Sneak that in and savor it.
Savor it.
Because
you ain't coming back.
You ain't getting back in.
There's no coming back from that.
The locksmith has been called.
Yeah.
You had a key one time.
They're on their way, so you better get it in.
Get it in. Make it count. You don't have to... You... Oh, it hurts. Nothing's worse than when you know your grip is slipping.
Yo, it's like being in the, you know how you're in the dream or in the tunnel and you see the light and then the light just starts to dim, okay? And you're stuck in this tunnel and you're like,
no. What happened? It was all good a week ago.
It was all good a week ago.
Man, I tell you. You're flying high. You think nothing could stop you. And then you're like,
Then that tsunami comes.
They don't look at you the same.
You're
like, wait, that's not a loving, lustful look.
It was so delicious a week ago.
And then
what
you
did you say?
Like, what? Yes.
You're replaying it back in your mind.
Yeah, you're like trying to, you're auditing, where did I go wrong? You didn't go wrong, bro. Your bread got stale.
Yeah.
She ain't making a sandwich with your bread. No mo. We're going to leave you on that. Those are the three reasons why.
The There's drama in the restaurant.
There's drama in the restaurant. Money, mindset, and what's the other one?
You made it sound so beautiful, really. What's
mates.
The, mates.
Money, mates, and mindset.
Yeah, I knew it was the three M's. I'm like, where's the other M?
Money, mates, and mindset. Hopefully you don't have any drama at your place. But I know there is.
We all know there is.
Drama in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Share your drama. Listen, we might even put you on the show if we could get a couple of stories.
Yeah.
We might get some drama going. You don't got to say where you work or what your name is.
But we want to know.
We want to know.
And speaking of stories, we were talking about yesterday for the third anniversary about what true or false. We wanted to get, I think we finalized on it.
Yeah, we want you to, this is us hashing it out right now.
Yes.
We're going to have you ask us questions. And we're going to answer them.
Yes, about the industry, and we're going to give you the true or the false of it.
Yes, things we've done, things we've not done, mm-hmm. things we you think you should do.
Yes,
advice, whatever, and then we'll answer those. And yes. I think that'll be a.
And we're going to kind of remind you guys that the show's going on because the show's coming up, and he'll set something up, and we'll let you know as it goes. But we're going to go from there.
I think it's weird. One of our I think it was like Facebook when it says mm-hmm. what you recorded what you put out a year ago.
Okay.
We put out a thing for the number.
Yeah.
Last year this time. Mm-hmm. So our anniversary, I believe, I thought it was in November, though.
It is November.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's right. We have
some time.
No, well, I'm trying to give them time because they're going to hear this in October.
True. So. You're so smart. That's why you're the engineer. Producer. Yeah, okay. So what about this? Next week.
Okay.
We'll make an announcement.
Sounds great.
Because we are going to Vegas next week, so we'll be recording. No, week and a half is Vegas.
Yes.
Next week, we'll be recording here. Then we take off.
And then we do a show in Vegas.
So let's
let's
hash this out, make an announcement. We'll do it on the show, do it mm-hmm. on IG, and throw the number out there.
Sure, we do the number again. And you can also email him at
themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
There you go.
And Instagram, very active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, people. See you next time.
Yo, where the fuck you been at, huh? Why you just coming to my house right now? I know your fucking flight came in at 9:30. You wasn't here on time. Why you smelling like perfume, huh? Who you been around smelling all good? Yeah, go ahead and leave like you always do. Go ahead and leave and go record a song or something instead of working it out here. Yeah, go ahead and be out, nigga.
Check it out, shorty. This is the story. Through good and bad times, I know you're always there for me. We started off.